Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, it's usually very simple. Case will be called. I'll walk up to the bench with a dismissal order. The judge will sign it, and we'll leave. Now, about your question about what to do about your subsequent filings, I have talked to that assistant attorney general. What's his name?
Justin.
What was his last name?
Hill.
Right. He knew about the 6 month thing, and I talked to him, and I understood that you got an extension to file.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me review it with you, because I think it's going to be okay for you to file. Just file your regular legal pleadings. But once we get that order entered on Tuesday, I'll reach out to him and see if the way is clear for you to do that. Because I talked to him once before.
And I'm a patient person.
Yes, well, good. Good. So that's all there is to it, Brian. That's all that will happen Tuesday morning. And once that order, I won't call Mr. Hill until after the order's in. So in case he needs to see the entered order, that kind of thing. But I'll reach out to him so you can get the other filings going that you want to do.
And, you know, I mean, there's some things that I learned this year I didn't know the years before that. And, you know, there's been a lot of emotions and stuff like that. I mean, I will not make the same mistake I ever made again.
Okay,
you know.
Good. That's good. Because the thing to realize, Brian, that when you file papers in court, you know, you're kind of required to speak the lingo a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you don't speak the lingo, the courts don't pay any attention to you. And if you don't speak the lingo, sometimes you get in trouble.
Yeah.
So, but you're bright. You've read enough cases to know how the cases read, and just kind of talk like the cases you read, and you'll be fine.